This is a really exciting update for the XRP Ledger. The AMM amendment has reached a major milestone, with about 80% validator consensus.
That level of support is significant because validators are the nodes that help observe transactions, propose ledger versions, and maintain agreement on the network state.
When an amendment gains that kind of backing, it suggests the proposal is not just a niche developer idea. It looks compatible with how the network operates and where it is heading.
The amendment would introduce automated market maker functionality to the XRP ledger.
In simple terms, an AMM allows assets to be traded against pooled liquidity, instead of relying only on a traditional order book.
Practically speaking, users could swap assets against a liquidity pool maintained by liquidity providers.
That could make trading feel much more fluid, improve execution speed, reduce friction, and give people more continuous access to liquidity.
For the XRP ledger, that matters because the network has long positioned itself as more than just a payment rail.
Exactly. It already supports fast settlement, low transaction costs, asset issuance, cross-border use cases, and decentralized finance applications.
Adding a more mature AMM feature would deepen its on-chain liquidity infrastructure and expand the range of financial tools developers can build on the network.
That could make the ledger even more attractive for trading tools, liquidity protocols, and hybrid exchange products.
So the 80% validator consensus milestone is a strong signal of alignment.
That said, it does not guarantee activation, and it does not mean every participant in the ecosystem supports the change.
But it does indicate that the proposal has passed an important stage of technical and social review.
Validators appear to see it as a reasonable direction, assuming it can be implemented without harming performance, stability, or user experience.
Still, important risks remain.
The biggest one is implementation.
A promising concept can still fail if it is not carefully built, tested, and deployed.
AMM systems can also introduce new risks, including price impact, exploit vectors, and uneven liquidity distribution.
Another major issue is the network effect.
That is a good point, because a new AMM feature is only as useful as the liquidity it attracts.
If developers and liquidity providers do not engage with it, the amendment may not deliver the expected impact.
The next phase will matter just as much as the consensus milestone itself.
The ecosystem will need to see real usage, real liquidity depth, and real integration with existing applications.
The most important things to watch are whether the amendment moves toward activation, how developers respond, whether liquidity providers begin building around it, and how the change affects the ledger's existing strengths in payments and asset issuance.
If the process continues smoothly, the AMM amendment could become another meaningful step in the XRP ledger's evolution.
It would show that the network is not only preserving its original strengths, but also adapting to demand for more sophisticated decentralized financial tools.
If it stumbles, however, it could highlight the challenges of adding complex financial logic to a high-throughput payment network.
For now, the 80% validator consensus milestone is a clear sign that the AMM conversation has moved from idea stage to a more concrete and actionable phase.